This is The Growth Journey. Real life, real growth, divinely inspired. Where military discipline meets a ministry heart. With 40 years of life-shaping experience, including 22 years on active duty, and a deep calling to ministry, David Averett, CEO and founder of CA Jail Outreach Nationwide, shares spirit-led wisdom and practical tools to transform your life. He's also the author of an ebook on growth, bringing even more insight to help you flourish in faith, marriage, leadership, character, church, and business. Ready for divinely inspired results? Let's get started.
Let's get started.
Okay, let's unpack this. Today we're taking a deep dive into some source material that really shines a light on an organization doing vital work. They work with children impacted when a family member is incarcerated.
Right. And the source specifically introduces us to the CA Jail Outreach. That's the initiative we're looking at, focused on bringing, you know, comfort and support to young people in really difficult circumstances.
Absolutely. And our mission here, drawing straight from this material you mentioned, is to understand the challenges these kids face. They're often profound, easily overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the confusion, the fear, this heavy burden they carry, and it's through absolutely no fault of their own.
Yeah.
And we want to explore how this specific initiative aims to offer them some comfort, some hope.
It's so important to recognize that, you know, when a family member enters the justice system, it's not just the adult who's affected. It sends these, well, shockwaves through the whole family. And it particularly impacts the children who are left dealing with absence, uncertainty, maybe even stigma.
Right. And at the very heart of the CA Jail Outreach's approach, and this is the central tangible symbol the source really highlights, it's a simple teddy bear they send to these families.
A teddy bear.
Yeah.
Yeah. It almost seems, well, too simple, doesn't it?
Mm.
And that's really the core question this deep dive is going to try and answer. How can something that seems so ordinary, like a teddy bear, make a significant difference, a profound difference even, especially in the lives of children going through something so complex and painful? The source material really helps us understand the layers, you know, the meaning packed into this gesture.
Let's jump right into the material then, because it starts by setting the scene, really acknowledging just how tough it is for these kids. I mean, imagine being a child and suddenly someone you love, a parent, maybe a grandparent, is just gone, caught up in the jail system.
Yeah.
And the source makes it really clear this isn't the child's responsibility, but they often carry the weight of it anyway. It's confusing. It's scary.
And incredibly isolating.
Exactly.
That isolation, that confusion, that's precisely what the CA Jail Outreach is trying to address. The material tells us their mission is rooted in offering like a beacon of hope and a tangible expression of love to children who've experienced the sudden, difficult disruption in their lives.
And that's where this specific initiative started. The source shares a really powerful origin story. Hmm. It shows this wasn't just some program dreamed up in a boardroom.
No, it came from a moment of real deep empathy.
Yeah.
Right. The material talks about a phone call, a call with a caregiver whose voice was just heavy with concern for this little boy. His mom was in county jail, his father in federal prison. The child was clearly, you know, struggling.
That's a heartbreaking situation to even think about. And apparently, as the caregiver was talking, you could actually hear the raw pain in the background.
Yeah. The little boy
pleading, I want my mom. I want my mom. Just awful.
The source notes this was just a vivid, painful reminder of the harsh realities these children face day in, day out. And after the call ended, the founder's young daughter, who'd apparently overheard the little boy's cries, she innocently asked why he was so upset.
Right. And when her dad explained, you know, that his mom was in jail because she'd made a mistake, the daughter just had this simple, pure response. Like, ooh.
Just, oh.
But then the material describes this spark of just pure childhood empathy. She turns to her dad and says, and this really seems to be the line that started it all, she says.
What was it?
Dad, let's send him a teddy bear. Everyone loves a teddy bear ride. That could make him happy.
Wow. Just like that, out of the mouths of babes, as they say.
Exactly. That insightful, almost naive idea.
Uh-huh.
It resonated deeply.
And they did it. They sent that little boy a teddy bear.
Mm.
And that was the catalyst. The founder realized, you know, if a simple teddy bear could potentially offer comfort in that moment, maybe it could offer that same gesture of love and support to every child they work with.
And this is where the source really starts to dive deep.
Mm-hmm.
It lays out why sending a teddy bear in these circumstances can actually be so profoundly impactful. It's not just a random toy. It's really presented as a tool.
Exactly. First, the material highlights that it provides tangible comfort and security. I mean, think about it. A soft, huggable object.
Mm-hmm.
It offers immediate emotional comfort, right? When a child's world feels uncertain, stressful, maybe chaotic because a parent is absent, the bear is this consistent, reassuring physical presence.
Like a physical anchor, something solid they can hold on to that can genuinely help lower stress and anxiety just through the simple act of hugging it.
Right. And the source explains it acts as what psychologists call a transitional object.
Right.
Yeah. These are items like maybe a spiral blanket or a stuffed animal that help children cope with being separated from, you know, primary attachment figure, like a parent. The bear can symbolize the absent loved one, or maybe more broadly, it just provides a sense of stability when their immediate world feels incredibly unstable.
A little piece of normalcy.
Exactly. In a really abnormal situation.
So it's a way to help them sort of bridge that emotional gap caused by the separation.
Mm-hmm.
The source also points out it facilitates emotional expression. You know, young children often lack the words to articulate complex feelings like sadness or anger or loneliness.
Yeah, definitely. And a teddy bear can become this safe, silent confidant. A child can hug it really tight when they're overwhelmed, maybe whisper their worries to it, or even, you know, act out their feelings through play with the bear. It offers totally non-judgmental support, which is so vital when children might feel shame or isolation related to their family situation.
That isolation piece is huge, isn't it? The absence of a loved one creates this void.
Mm-hmm.
And the force notes that having a constant companion like a teddy bear can be crucial in reducing feelings of loneliness, particularly during vulnerable times, like maybe when they're trying to go to sleep.
And importantly, just receiving the bear itself sends a powerful message. It makes the child feel seen, remembered, cared for by people outside their immediate family who might also be under immense stress themselves.
Right.
It's a tangible symbol of love and care from the sort of broader world, reinforcing that they haven't been forgotten.
It's like a physical sign that someone is thinking of them, acknowledging their pain, and reinforcing that they are innocent and deserving of kindness, completely separate from whatever the circumstances are surrounding the incarceration.
The material also touches on how it helps in processing trauma. I mean, the experience of an arrest, a parent's absence, maybe visits to a jail. These can be traumatic for kids. The teddy bear offers a safe, accessible tool for self-soothing. It can aid in beginning to process their difficult experiences in a way that feels, well, less threatening.
And it directly addresses those feelings of blame and isolation we mentioned. Children might internalize blame for what happened, thinking it's somehow their fault.
Mm.
A gift like this, with its implied message of care and innocence, helps counter that.
And like you said, the bear combats the loneliness and the social isolation that the stigma of incarceration can unfortunately cause.
Okay, and there's one more point the source makes.
Yeah. Finally, it emphasizes that the bear promotes normalcy in childhood. Amidst all these adult problems and potential trauma, a teddy bear is just a classic childhood toy.
Right.
It allows the child to engage in typical play and seek comfort in a way that's essential for healthy development. It reminds them that despite everything, they're still a child.
So what the source really seems to be showing us is that for children of incarcerated parents, kids facing this complex mix of loss, grief, anger, shame, anxiety, a simple teddy bear isn't just a toy.
No, not at all.
It's this powerful, multi-layered tool offering consistent comfort, security, a pathway for emotional expression, and a crucial reminder that they are deeply loved and definitely not alone.
It truly is a profound gesture, and it's rooted in empathy, tracing all the way back to that single moment, that single idea from a daughter. The source also touches briefly on the organization's foundation, quoting Psalm 127, seeing children as a heritage from the Lord. That seems to underpin their deep motivation.
And they've even developed this concept further, haven't they? With a special version called the I Am Bear program. It sounds like it's specifically designed to affirm each child's inherent worth and potential.
Yes, exactly. The material explains the acronym BEAR stands for Blessed, Equipped, Accepted, and Redeemed. And they link each of those words to specific Bible verses, like from Ephesians and Romans. This integrates the spiritual element the organization values directly into the comfort being provided.
And this I Am Bear isn't just like a plush toy with an acronym stitched on. The source details some unique features.
Right.
Apparently its head moves, and it recites three comforting prayers and plays Jesus Loves Me when you press a button.
Yeah.
Made of soft polyester, and it could even be personalized with the child's name. These features seem very specifically designed to counter those feelings of abandonment or worthlessness we talked about earlier.
Absolutely. It seems the idea sparked by that little boy's cries and the daughter's simple empathy. It's really evolved into this carefully crafted tool, designed to offer both physical comfort and spiritual affirmation, addressing the emotional and sometimes spiritual needs of these children according to the organization's mission.
The source really drives home the point that, well, that you, the listener, can be a beacon of hope and support this crucial work, too.
Mm-hmm.
It emphasizes the organization operates under the dedicated leadership and vision of its chief executive officer and founder, David Averett, which enables them to sustain this whole effort.
And their slogan, it really encapsulates the mission beautifully. I am Bear on the Move, bringing hope to little hearts, fueling second chances.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it connects the comfort provided to the child with the organization's broader support for the parents who might be on their path towards a second chance.
So, wrapping up this deep dive then, the profound impact of the CA Jail Outreach's work, especially this Teddy Bear initiative, it seems to stem from its ability to provide that tangible comfort.
Yeah, and serve as a transitional object during separation.
Facilitate emotional expression, combat loneliness.
Act as a symbol of unconditional love, aid in processing trauma.
Directly address feelings of blame and isolation, and, crucially, promote essential childhood normalcy.
And that special I Am Bear, with its meaningful acronym, Blessed, Equipped, Accepted, Redeemed, and its interactive features like the prayers and the song, it layers that spiritual comfort mentioned in the source right onto the physical one.
And that slogan again, I Am Bear on the Move, bringing hope to little hearts, fueling second chances, it really captures that dual focus, doesn't it?
It does. Supporting the child while also acknowledging the parent's journey.
The source makes it pretty clear that this vital work continues thanks to the vision and leadership, including, as you mentioned, CEO and founder David Averett.
Enabling them to reach out one bear, one child, one family at a time.
So if you're listening and wondering how you can support this, or maybe just learn more, the source provides several really concrete ways. You can donate directly that helps send more bears and support their programs. You can visit www.cajailoutreach.org.
The material also mentions opportunities to volunteer your time and talents. It suggests you explore how you might get involved via that same website, cajailoutreach.org.
And they're generously offering a complimentary ebook. You can get your copy by visiting their online store, which is at www.cajailoutreach.store.
That's cajailoutreach.store.
Got it.
Connecting on social media is another great way to stay updated, follow their initiatives, read some of the inspiring stories about the children and families, and even follow the journey of David Averett and the team.
Finally, and this feels perhaps most important, the source says, if you happen to know any children who have a loved one in the jail system and could benefit from this kind of support,
yeah,
to please reach out to the CA Jail Outreach directly. You can do that through their website or on social media.
You know, what this deep dive into the source material really shows us is just a powerful example of how seemingly small gestures rooted in deep empathy, tracing all the way back to a child's simple idea, can have a massive positive impact on a young life during times of immense difficulty.
So what does this all mean for you listening? Maybe reflect on the profound power that can be contained within a simple, tangible act of kindness, like sending a teddy bear, providing not just comfort, but genuine hope during deeply challenging times for vulnerable children.
And maybe consider this. What other seemingly small, perhaps even childlike, acts of empathy or connection? What acts could you do that might have a mighty ripple effect in the lives of those around you, especially those who might be quietly navigating difficult circumstances we don't even know about?
Thanks for joining us on The Growth Journey. If you're ready to keep growing in faith, leadership, and life, be sure to follow the show and share it with someone on their own path. For more resources to connect with David Averett, visit cajailoutreach.org. Until next time, keep pursuing real life, real growth, and divinely inspired results.